I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Guys, we got meetings on meetings today, which means we got some extra time, and maybe we have the words left. I'm not sure. So no one should feel bad for us, but let's do the tangent right now.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the sh** we couldn't talk about on air.
I complain about The Tangent, not because I don't want to do it, because I'm out of words after 5 hours of talking, but I realize that's our job. that's all we have to do, and so nobody cares. Nobody cares. And they're like, you know, talk monkey talk is what they say
to
me.
Do it, yeah.
Say something funny, or at least attempt to. And so that's what we're here to do. I have a question for all of you. And I feel like maybe it's been discussed on the show before, but let's talk about it again. Okay, so there's a woman that we have discussed in the past that somebody was trying to set me up with. Okay? Mm-hmm. A woman that someone is trying to set me up with. Mm-hmm. And she has not made it easy. Right? Has not made it easy at all. Like, you know, it was, hey, here's the introduction. I think maybe you remember this story. A friend of mine was like, hey, you should meet my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And then the friend doesn't live here. And I reached out to the friend with the pursuit. And yes. The friend was basically like, hey, look, I'll be in town in like 6 or 8 weeks. And if I have time, I'll call you. That's basically, and I'm paraphrasing, it wasn't quite that stern, but it was kind of like, don't call me, I'll call you.
The plane lady?
Yeah.
She works in aviation?
Yes. So then she finally came to town, and there was a little back and forth, like she was out with her friends, and I see on her story that she's in town, no call. And I'm like, that's kind of messed up. So I text the person who set us up and was like, what is she doing? Like, is she not interested? Or like, am I supposed to just keep trying? Because at some point, like, I feel stupid. And it turned out they were all sitting at a table together.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So then becomes this conversation where, like, she was showing her friends what I had texted, what she had texted. And there was a little bit of a difference of opinion of how it was to be interpreted. But the bottom line was, basically, I'll let you know when I'm around. And she didn't do that.
Mm.
But we did wind up going out.
Oh,
you did?
Wait, okay.
Well, because eventually I was like, look, but this, I don't know. Let's call it a miscommunication. Let's at least meet. You're in town, let's meet. And she basically gave me 30 minutes on front of another obligation that she had. I literally met her at the...
I love her.
She
was meeting up with some people.
Yes.
So she was basically like, you can come 30 minutes early and hang out with me, but then I'm going off to do my thing. Literally.
Sounds like a pity thing. Like
honestly,
sounds like a pity, like, yeah, oh, what? I feel bad because
it wasn't great. But we met, and then I thought it went pretty well. And so did she. Like, we vibed, we kind of talked through what, hey, look, this is kind of how what you said came off. And she was like, well, this is kind of why it was intended to come off that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about, like, she doesn't live here, so are you seeing other people? Or, like, what's your interest level? And she's like, I'm not seeing anybody. And the interest levels, it's good. And then we texted after that. And then I sent a bunch of food to the airplane. so that when she went to leave, there was like dessert on the plane that I sent.
Yes. That's very sweet.
Yes. Trying to be thoughtful, you know, whatever. So and then she's like, well, I'm, you know, this was mid-December. And she's like, well, I'm traveling until then, but I'll let you know. I'll give you a call early January when I have my schedule and we'll set up a time to see each other. And it's the middle of January. I have not heard from this person. I suspect that there's another guy involved. I suspect she met somebody, which is fine, whatever. But I mean, you know, I did ask that question. Like, I'm not going to pursue somebody who's also on the verge of being with somebody else, yeah. right? Like, and I think you kind of know that. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe I was like a nice B option, yeah. and now she's disappeared because she's got somebody more serious. That's what it feels like to me. Mm. I kind of just wish she'd said like, yeah, I am kind of seeing somebody else, and you don't live here, but you know, let's see what, or something. But don't tell me I'm going to text you the first week of January and tell you when I'm going to see you again, and then not do it. Like, that's kind of fucked up to me. I just say nothing.
She just seems like she's busy. Like, I don't think there's another guy.
Honestly, it is not hard to shoot somebody a text or a follow-up or make some form of effort. It's not that hard. Right. And I get that this girl's hot and in demand, and I get there are a lot of men, especially in the industry, that want to be with her, I'm sure. But I'm going to sound like a feminist. I'm going to sound like I'm standing up for myself. I deserve a little feedback. Yeah. Like, I'm not a fucking schlub. Like,
do you though? Like, I'm
yes,
saying,
I do.
Like
you can play the game. I can pursue you, and you know that I'm interested, and I should do more work than her. I agree. But you can give me something back if you're interested. And if you're giving me nothing back, it means you're not that interested. That's fair, isn't it? Nothing. Yeah. I'm getting nothing. There's zero follow through.
Right. There's no effort.
She's not interested.
Yeah. Why would you continue?
But she told you up front it wouldn't be any effort until January.
Right.
And we're still in January.
Yeah.
We're more than halfway through January.
Well, you still got a couple
days. We're just at half through January.
I'm sorry, but like, give me something. Give me something.
No, I understand.
I can't just keep pursuing. And look, I not that I don't think she's not worth it, but I just can't keep pursuing somebody indefinitely with nothing in return. Like, at some point, I feel like it speaks to what I think my value is, and I'm big on my value these days.
You should.
Some of you know why. There's another situation too. Oh. But the bottom line is, I'm not getting fucked with anymore. Like, I bring something to the table too.
Yes.
And I get that, like, no one needs to bow to me. Nobody.
But
I can only do so much before it's like, okay, you gotta feed this.
Yeah, no,
make me understand that you wanna be there. But what?
But at the same time, it's not like you're sitting on your thumbs not going on other dates and not hooking up with other women. It's like, well, what does it matter if she doesn't text you back till next week? You know what I'm saying?
Well, basically it's been over a month. So the answer is she's not interested.
But she's a busy person. She's a pilot.
Dude, if I text
you... How often is she home? Who knows?
You know, if you're home to text somebody...
If you met Jess, your wife, and she said, I'll text you and set up a time to see you, and a month later you don't hear anything, you're not married to her.
She told them she'll never date him.
Yeah.
She literally said that
to him. She said she'll never date me, and we're married with two kids.
Did you go a month without talking after that?
No.
Exactly.
They both live here, though.
Yeah, I live.
It's a text message. Right.
Yeah, I mean, a month is kind of wild.
I'm not asking for a fucking Zoom call. I'm not asking... I'm not asking for. Weird. I'm asking for a little back and forth. And sometimes I think you got to read the room. You got to read the room. And I've been on the other side of this. I've been the guy who, like, I don't not like you, but I like someone else better. And so I don't necessarily want you to go away, but I also am not. You're not my primary option. I've been this guy. I've put people in this spot before, and eventually they go away, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm kind of hoping they would go away, so I don't have to have the conversation. But I guess I would much rather this person had just been like, I did meet someone. Boom. Then I stop thinking about it, and then I wonder, should I be pursuing anymore? Because I do think this person is worth pursuit, but I've also been the guy to bang my head against the wall for months.
So then just text her if she's worth pursuing.
Because I've been one doing that. But here's the reason. Okay, what?
Maybe she's just bad with communication.
Okay, let's say something, please. No, speak some logic here. Because this guy is making excuses for behavior he would never put up with.
Yeah.
Kiki's like, this is wild. Kaylin, you usually have the soundest of the minds.
Okay, well, first I would like to ask you, like, why do you feel like she's worth pursuing? Like, what is it about her?
I don't know. I think she's pretty. I think we have common interests.
Because you don't know her that
well. The aviation thing is cool. No, you're right. I don't. The aviation thing is a cool thing to share.
Mm-hmm.
I really do lean into that. I think that she travels a lot. I think, you know, she was talking about maybe living in Chicago. So at some point, but like, I'm also not somebody who can maintain a daily relationship. in the, at least in the beginning. Like, it's got to build up to that.
Yeah, because you might be building her up, like, in your head.
And I am famous for this.
Yeah,
I am famous for wanting the thing that I can't have, and then once I acquire said thing, I realize it was never the right thing. And I mean, and I use the word acquire lightly. I realize we're not acquiring people. But I am famous for chasing after the no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also, like, you know, timing is everything. So, like, you hear, I mean, there's so many stories. Anything could happen. So, like, you're chilling. You're still going on dates. She might be doing the same. I don't think it's, like, a bridge that you need to burn. You know what I mean? Like, what if it's not, the timing is not right now?
Right.
But you can check in a little bit. Like, why do we need answers right now?
I think the reason is, I'm somebody who, a long time ago in my life, used to take no as no. Like, I was timid, especially with women, and professionally and otherwise. Like, it was like, hey, here's my question. Do you want to go out with me? No. Or, like, do you want to go out with me? Eh. When really, if I'd pushed a little harder or pursued a little bit, I might have gotten more out of it. But I was like, okay, no. And then I would just cower. And so, you know, fast forward however many years later, decades later, I tend to not take no for an answer. Like, I tend to, and I honestly attribute it to some of my success, because if everybody who told me no, if I accepted their no. Mm-hmm. So I guess where I'm at is this weird crossroads between, is this a no because the person's not interested and won't let me down easy? Or is this a no because they want to be chased harder? Is this a no because it's impossible? Or is this, I don't know. And so there does come an expiration point where it's like, okay, I'm beginning to start to feel that my value is being degraded by chasing after this person. Like, at some point, I'm worth being chased too. And I know that sounds like so self-help empowerment, but, like, I'm not a schlub. And I know what's out there. I also know that, because she's told me about the jackasses that she's dated, and they're fucking losers. And so it's like, you're dating losers. I'm not a loser. Mm-hmm. You claim that you wanted to see me again. So then I push and push and push. And then finally, at some point, I'm just like, eh. It becomes a little offensive at some point, because you're like, okay. Like, I'm now, like, I really put it out there, and you clearly are not. At some point, I feel like if you should say to somebody, I'm just busy and I'll get to you, or I'm just not interested. At some point, I think if somebody's pushing, then at some point you have to say that.
I mean, Big Tim chased Kiki for years and years and years, and I've seen that work out too. I mean, obviously don't, like, you know, show up at her house in the middle of the night.
Right, don't show up on booking a flight on whatever airplane she's going to be on.
Yeah, do that.
But sometimes it's just a timing thing.
It is a timing thing. And then I also want to ask you, do you want to date this woman, or do you just want to hit it?
No, I wanted to date.
You really want to date her?
I wanted to date. Okay. If I want to just get laid, I don't think...
Do you think?
I think it goes without saying that just getting laid is not hard to do.
Right. No.
And I can find that in my own backyard.
Some men just see it once. Yes,
right.
You can.
Right.
Hell yeah.
He's got a ton of hoes in the backyard.
They out there. They're cold right now too. They're trying to come in. They're trying to come in because I'm trying to get piloted.
They're gonna freeze.
I'm saving a spot for pilot. I don't have to wash my sheets again. You know. But they're all out there cold, and this chick doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. You don't let go of the hoes until you lock it down. But yeah, some men just they see a woman and they pursue her because they just want to have sex with her, and then it's done. So maybe, you know, that could have been her thought, but you know.
Sex is, I'm sure, would be wonderful, but it is secondary. Okay. It is.
You think you could date this woman like that is travels, gone all the time and travels, and you'd be secure with her?
I do if she'd put in 5% effort. You know.
So what if she just hits you up randomly February 1st? You still going to talk to her?
So there's twofold here. First, honestly, though, like. I know most people in this room have been on the other side of this. Mm-hmm. At what point do you just cut your losses because you wonder if you're really being respected? Like, I begin to wonder, does this girl, like, part of me thinks that no is what she needs to hear. Like, part of me thinks she needs to know that I'm moving on because this is bullshit. Like, just say yes or no or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I got value in this too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say there's like nothing sexier than a guy who handles rejection well. There was a guy who was like pursuing me for a long time and finally came out and asked me out. And, you know, I like was sad because I had to, you know, like I just wasn't into it and I had to say no. And I think he's cool. But like he handled it so well that it kind of like made me almost change my mind and be like, wait, am I attracted to you? Because it's so rare that women like reject a dude and they don't like fucking go crazy on them or like act weird or you never get to talk to them again. It changes your whole relationship.
I would do much better with this, Kaylin, if she just said, hey, I met somebody else. I'm not interested.
Would you, though?
I really would. But what are you going to do? I'm not going to argue with you. At that point, you're telling me where I'm at. You're confirming to me that my pursuit is no longer valuable or necessary. And I would say, okay, now, at this point, if I find out that I've been strung along because there was somebody else that was more important, I'm going to be annoyed, but I'm not going to tell her that. I'm going to be cool. Because, first of all, it was a setup, and I don't want to make the other person look bad. And second of all, I think it could have been handled differently. But, look, I believe that... I believe that the person I wind up with will be pursued by me and will know their value by me in the way that I approach them. But at some point, that person has to give me something.
So why don't you just text her? Why don't you just text this woman? Text her.
Because I'm the only one that's been texting.
But then you get your answer either way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, there's another option. And this is that whole setup was just to bring us to option number two. So that night.
Oh my God, I am on the edge of this.
So there's three of them, right? Mm-hmm. There's a married woman, and she's the one who set me up.
Let me finish the
story. They were together, yeah.
So they were all three together. There was another girl who was dating a guy. And then there's the single girl, and they were all hanging out together, and they're all pilots, and it was the married woman's idea. And even she's like, at this point, going, hey, look, I don't necessarily agree with, I don't know what's going on, but, and I think she probably does, but she's like, I don't necessarily love how this is all shaken out, but, you know, maybe cut your losses here. And she never said that, but, like, I get the impression she knows something else is going on. Anyway, so the other single girl.
Oh, no.
Is now single.
The one that was in a relationship.
She was in a relationship, now she's single. So here's what I'm thinking.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Petty Freddy, here's what I'm thinking.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I take out, who's also very pretty. I'm sure she's wonderful. I take her out. I rock it. I pull out all the stops. You know, we go on some wild, crazy, awesome date. I hit it. I kill it.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, I put my best effort in. You know, and then it gets back to the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude was rad. Like, you should have. Now, everybody wins here because the middle girl gets a rebound because I'm sure she's not looking to jump into something else. She just got out of something. So, you know, whatever. And she gets a nice night with yours truly. And it also accomplishes, hey, homegirl, like, that you probably should have secured the bag on that because it was not bad. You know what I mean? What do we think of that idea? Yay!
And then they fight. They're not friends anymore. Then your one married friend that you're friends with is not friends with you anymore.
I can tell you right now.
Because you're ruining everyone's day.
Girl number one is not... She'd probably be happy if I hooked up with her friend because now it's like, that's over. Girl number one doesn't give a shit.
Sir, you just told me not to go out with a guy that I thought was a nice guy, but I'm not attracted to because that would be using him.
I didn't say that I wasn't. I just said, you just missed it. I just said this woman's very attractive. She is attractive.
No. But I'm saying you told me not to go on a date with someone that I knew I wasn't into because that would be wrong. And this is the same thing.
I didn't say I wasn't into her. She wasn't an option at the time. And she isn't the person I was pursuing.
So it wouldn't be to make the other one jealous because right.
That would be an excellent component.
It's giving pawn is what it's giving.
Oh, no.
You're using this recently single woman.
Yes.
But here's my thing. I don't know that I'm using her if she's using me because I don't know that she just got out of a relationship. Who's to say she even wants another relationship?
You just said you're going to use her. Right. You're going to rock her world. Yeah. So she tells her friend.
But you're
rock
not, her world. But listen to me. No. How is that being used?
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. If women want to use me by rocking me every night, but by all means, rock
me. She doesn't know your intentions.
Yeah. Like, rock me.
Oh my God.
She doesn't know your intentions.
Yes.
You give her the world and then you just make it explode over
she
here.
She loves Fred.
Kill the whole Fred girl.
Yeah.
Right. Now she's stalking all of
fuck
us.
Fuck the married one too.
Okay, so hey.
Fuck them all.
Look, we're whiteboarding here. There are no bad ideas. There are no bad ideas. But you're going to tell me nobody in this room has ever smashed a close confidant or an associate with the person that you actually liked or the person who you were trying to get back at. You're going to tell me you've never smashed someone close to the scene.
Hell no.
Simply so that it gets back to them out of revenge. You've never done that.
I have never done that. Do not normalize that.
No, yeah. That only gives them ammo.
You act like that's so uncommon. I think people do this.
I would not smash someone that I didn't actually have feelings for and I'm doing it just to get back at someone else. That is wild.
I don't think it's that uncommon. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do it.
I'm not saying it's not uncommon. Common. I'm saying it's wild. Yeah. Like, it is a wild train of thought.
I'm not going to do it, but don't think it didn't come into my mind.
But you're going to you're messing with pilots here, Fred.
You're messing with pilots.
Next time you get on a plane, they're going to be like, sir, the pilot doesn't want you on this flight anymore.
They fly for rich people. Right. They fly for rich people. They don't, I'll never be
on
any of those planes.
Shit where you eat.
I ain't allowed to eat there, girl.
Okay.
I can't even pay to, like,
look at them.
Look at the damn thing.
I know.
Same. I can't even pay to charge the battery on the thing. So, no, I'm never going to get on their plane. I just, the thought did come into my mind. Like, you know what? I'm kind of in, like, why are you messing with me mode? And I kind of want to know. I'm in big
but
time.
But you don't even know that she's messing with you. That's what I'm saying.
I will bet you $20 right now.
Okay.
That I'll buy everybody breakfast. By the end of today, it will be confirmed that she's dating somebody else. I guarantee it.
How are you going to confirm?
The friend's going to find out.
I want you to text this woman right now.
I'm not going to. Because the middle person.
I'm going to fuck them all, honestly. At
the well, I wish you would so you could tell me about it. But the setter upper is like.
Come out of retirement.
Is like, now I want to know. Like, the setter-upper is like, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to find out. Like, at this point, I don't know what the deal is.
Are you sure that you actually want to date this woman? It's not just about her rejecting you?
No, I did.
Yeah.
But now it's becoming.
So it's like, I bought this woman food for her plane. I want answers.
No. It's got to be expensive.
Talking to your friends now.
It's got to be expensive.
I feel like I say shit and then you say something totally different. Like, this isn't sinister.
No. Okay,
now, it's also going to make you look like a, I don't know.
The
like,
revenge plan was fun to think up, right, I will say.
It but like, if you have the friend that you know, go to this woman and ask about, like, it's, I don't know, it's giving, I don't know what it's giving, but.
No, just, but the friend set it up, right? So the friend is like, the married one, and we talk about, you know, different stuff. She commented on an Instagram post of mine this morning.
You can't trust that woman either.
Can I talk? Oh,
she's showing your text messages to the other woman.
Speak? Can I speak?
Apparently not.
And this woman's like, whatever came of that? And I'm like, nothing. She's like, well, what was the plan? I'm like, well, I know she was traveling until like early January. And the plan was I would hear from her when she had a schedule for this month. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and you didn't. And I'm like, no. And she's like, now I want to know why. You know?
Okay.
So she's doing it on her own. I did not ask her to do it.
Okay.
In fact, I would have basically told her not to, except it doesn't matter. She's going to do it anyway. So it doesn't matter. It's over. This girl's not interested. And it's okay that she's not interested. I just wish I knew, because it's one of those things where, as a guy, do you keep pushing? Because is this person just being difficult? Or, like, is this person just not used to being pursued by decent people? Or is this person not fucking interested?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It has transitioned into, combined with some of the other stuff I've been going through, no, you're not going to devalue me. Mm-hmm. No, I do bring something to the table, and I deserve a little bit of effort from you.
Sure.
Like, it definitely is, and I'm willing to admit that it has a lot to do with it. So it is transitioning into don't tell me no mode, but that's not where it started, nor where it has to be.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and another thing was, I wasn't asking her to do anything. Like, just tell me where you're going to be. Tell me what you're doing. I'll figure out how to get to you. I'm not asking this person to fly here. I'm not asking this person to do anything that they're not already take days off. Nothing. I'll do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to tell me when and where. And if you don't do that, I got to think you're not interested.
Yeah. I mean, what about a light pursuit? Like, what about put her on ice for a couple months and circle back?
I think that's where we're at.
You know?
Yeah.
Because then you don't, like, you don't burn a bridge, you know? You just never know, like, who you're going to meet back up with.
So I should not pursue her friend.
Unless you like her, but if you're doing it just out of revenge, then no.
I think it could accomplish two things.
No.
I'm not a user. Here's the thing. I'm not a user. I wouldn't do it in this hypothetical unless that person were comfortable with the terms. But I'm not gonna go pursue her friend simply. Now, granted, that's, you know, revenge is
no bad ideas in brainstorming, but let's not go down that.
I mean, you know, if we're going for big impact on, you know, revenge, but I don't think this woman deserves any revenge from me. She didn't really do anything wrong, except, like, you could just tell me to stop. That's fair, I think. Because otherwise, I'm going to wonder. Now I'm going, shit, should I work harder at this? Like, should I try harder?
No more effort.
Please.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, no more effort.
So after
she
20
doesn't
minutes,
deserve the effort.
Well, then what was all this back and forth about?
I just don't want you to go for her friend out of revenge and break that girl's heart.
Well, I don't think I'm breaking anybody's heart out here. Second of all, she might like him.
And then what if she likes it?
Well, maybe I don't know.
Then you
in my mind, though, it was like, oh, maybe I date somebody cool. Slash, she tells her friend, hey, thanks for fucking that up because dude put it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? He stood on business.
Yes, he did.
And then what if that said girl that you're trying to pursue goes, hits you up, be like, hey, let's get together.
I'm not a scumbag.
But you're not with the other girl.
No. If I were
so
if
you tell
I,
her no?
If I were to take
what's the point of the plan?
If I were to complete the mission
okay.
and move on to the friend, then at that point I've burned it down.
You're done. Okay. All right.
Now, I understand how it could sound that I'm using the friend to get back to the other one. And the only way it would be a use situation is if she were using me too. I'm not out here pursuing people simply for an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that. That's shitty. I'm not. That would be me doing something very similar to what's being done to me. It's like, oh, I'll feign interest over here only until this one. But I wouldn't hate an all-star performance from your boy that got reported back. Oh now, that God. Is not the worst thing that could happen.
Wow. Christopher.
Kiki, yes. If you passed on a guy, let's yes. say you passed on Big Tim.
Okay.
And then Big Tim's like, fine. And then Big Tim meets your best friend.
Yes.
And dates your best friend. And your best friend comes back and is like, I know it didn't work out with you. You weren't interested. But, like, this dude's awesome. Like, he treats me well. You know, mm-hmm. he's swinging. Like, yeah. he's very generous in bed. Like, the guy's a good guy. There's no party that would be like, maybe I fucked that up.
No, because you're with my best friend, which means you were not the right guy to start. And you're with my best friend because you want her to report that back to me, mm-hmm. which is your whole theme of what you're trying to do, which is wrong.
Which is it's what wrong. I'm whiteboarding. Right. Let's be very clear.
Kiki also got that power. She could get Big Tim from her best friend if she wanted to.
I would never sleep behind my best friend.
That's good.
Unless it's Omarion. But right. yes, no, you all can't.
Right. All right, yeah. I'm not gonna do it. It's a tangent, guys.
It's
I'm
fun
not gonna
to think about.
Let her gonna... let her future, whoever she ends up with, she's gonna think about. Damn, I should have gave that guy a chance because he treated me so nice. He was so persistent. He was a great guy. He was a gentleman. He didn't overdo it. She's gonna think that regardless. That's how I move.
That's all I was trying to do.
No. You're trying to
you. Manufacture that. Yeah. It's gonna happen naturally.
Yeah, get her friend to
karma.
I never
give her
said
an orgasm.
Yeah.
Yes. She'll report back.
I never said I was gonna do it.
Yeah.
I said it's an option, and I do like to sit around and think about sinister things sometimes.
Yes, I know. Me
that's
too.
The theme
me
today.
Too. Me yeah. too.
So can you give me a little grace here? I'm thinking about the sinister thing. I have not done, nor will
we
I do,
still love you.
The sinister thing.
Well, the plan was very detailed.
Yes, it was.
I spent a little time thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded well thought out.
I have lots of time on my hands, and I spend time thinking about lots of things. It doesn't mean I do any of them.
Okay.
It's just my job to vocalize them, which oftentimes gets me in trouble.
Yes.
Let's be clear, if you've listened this far, I'm not going to do that.
You gotta fuck your friend.
I'm not. There's a lot of assumptions here. There's one assumption that she would want to. The other assumption is that it would make any difference. We're not talking about real life here.
Okay.
This is a fantasy.
All right. And
it's fun to think about how you would get back at people. Don't tell me that you don't go home. I've said don't tell me 100 times and you tell me I don't.
No, I do think fucked up thoughts.
Yeah.
To me,
sure.
This is no different than when you leave a confrontation of some kind and go home and think of all the things that you should have said.
Right.
Yep. That's yes. what this is. This yes. is really me going, I want this girl to know that she is missing it. And here's a way I could do that. Now, I'm not going to do that because it does involve using, essentially, another person. And I don't like that because I don't use people.
Yeah. No, the biggest flex, like Kiki said, is just like doing less.
Oh, yes.
Because you stick in someone's mind. Like, people always circle back to things. And especially if you were like the cool guy who didn't do that much. Like, the thing you did was baller with the food on the plane. Like, she's going to have that memory. Like, don't give her anything else to have, you know? And I guarantee, they one thing about them, they always come back, Fred.
Yes.
Say it with
yes.
me.
Yes.
They are every single person mm-hmm. circles back. Let yes. me tell you.
I don't know. I realize I'm being very sensitive the last few months on this whole value proposition thing. I just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like, why do you think, why do certain people think they can act that way and then claim they're interested? Because she could very easily just say, I was never interested. I'm not interested. Stop calling me. Whatever. Now I'm just bitching.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, what I don't want is if you just tried a little harder, Like, no. Mm, no, yeah. I tried hard.
Yeah.
No, I've been there. I mean, I've questioned my worth a lot, you know, and it's a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. But people are assholes. Like, you know.
And I haven't always been perfect either. I've been on both sides of this. And so maybe, I don't know. I guess, is there a lesson here? I'm not sure. But really, that's what it comes down to. It's like, how you don't have to like me, but you can at least respect the fact that I'm trying to like you and just tell me no.
Yeah.
It's hard for some people, though, to have those conversations. You know, that's why so many people ghost.
Yeah.
You know, it's just more comfortable for people to avoid things, which I'm not down for. I'm an over-communicator, but it is very difficult for
people.
I've
been known to ghost, too.
You know, and I think that's why people do it. It's just an uncomfy conversation that people don't want to have.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Which, I think I just need to work on my little sensitivity these days. My little sensitivity to...
You're doing just fine.
Yeah. I think it's just a couple... unique situations that cause me to think differently about, you know, well, not only how I treat other people, but how I expect to be treated. I thought that was a pretty detailed idea when it went the friend.
I mean, you had the date planned.
And, yeah. Right, what he was going to wear.
Yeah,
right.
But you were
right.
Never going to do it.
Yeah, no,
you
I
were
never going to do it.
He was going to rock her world, yes. Though. Yeah. Right.
If we would have gassed you up in here, would you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let me delete this text message right now.
But I mean, in my fantasy land, like for that girl to be like, man, I can't walk today. This dude crushed it.
Oh, he crushed it.
He was so good. Like, he was relentless. I had to beg him to stop. I had to beg him to stop. Yeah.
I always talk to my friends like that.
Like, I've never had more orgasms in a row. In my life.
Yeah.
Thank you
out.
So much for being an asshole to this guy, okay. Because thanks to you, thanks to you, King Kong over here.
Oh my God.
I mean, in a perfect world, that's how it goes down.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So breakfast on you tomorrow?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, what happened to that?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee.
Holy man,
yeah, I'm listening.
Look, here's something else. I've been playing this game. I am a veteran. I'm a seasoned professional.
Yeah.
I've been playing this game for so long, it's in my bones. I know what people are doing.
Yes.
I know what people are doing because I've done it. It's all like, right. You know, other people like to be, I'm not doing that. I'm like, you're doing that. And then, you're right, I am doing that.
Right.
I know the game. You cannot play a player. You cannot play a player. And I am registered in the Association of Players.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a card-carrying member.
Come on. I don't think a player would be all so butthurt about this lady not texting you back.
Because even a player has feelings sometimes.
That's right.
This player has feelings.
Players try to.
I mean, we're not going to submit this as evidence to renew my player card, but like... But, you know, deep down, I'm a sensitive guy, and I care. Deep down, I care.
That's right.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Props on that move, though. Honestly, that was a cool thing.
I tried. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, we really, you know, no one else is going to do that.
Well, why would she meet up with you, though? You know, it's all very interesting.
You're right. You're right.
But just play it cool.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Let us know what
she
says.
Be cool, man.
Because I'm hungry.
I want breakfast.
Yeah.
I got shit to do, too. All right. There's a tangent, everyone. I wasn't going to do it, ever, just for the record. This is brought to you by I was never going to do it, but don't. But you bunch of lying motherfuckers, if you don't tell me that you don't think about shit like this, that's the moral of the story. Y'all lying to me? If you tell me you don't think about it, thank you. Have a nice day.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.